This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Oh, the mighty have fallen as the Tampa Bay Lightning fall to the Avalanche in controversial order. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hit the lines at 888-729-3776. I am Bart without Hahn. And you can catch Freddie Coleman as we see if his hamstrings are going to make it to the studio on time.
I thought you were going to say you were Alan Hahn there for a second.
I am Alan Hahn. We got Renee in the back of the bullpen. Stodge is always, you know, holding us down and keeping us in order. I tell you what, man, we'll get to the Stanley Cup Finals and all that stuff after in a minute. But I tell you what, the story of the day and the latest, Kyrie Irving has been granted permission. I tell you what, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Kyrie Irving, you talk about getting his way out of Cleveland. We talk about Kyrie Irving, the unceremonious divorce from the Boston Celtics. And now he has been granted permission to seek a trade because he didn't get his way with the Brooklyn Nets. I tell you what, this is very concerning. If I'm Kevin Durant, I don't know what to think. Kevin Durant left paradise, left Golden State to join with Kyrie Irving. They said the Knicks weren't cool. Maybe now the Nets aren't cool. And I tell you what, when you think about the journey of the Brooklyn Nets and this franchise, after getting this franchise back, after being in basketball purgatory, when you think about the fact that they traded for Kevin Garnett, they traded for old Paul Pierce. We finally welcome Freddie. Welcome, son.
What's up, brother?
Did the hamstrings make it?
You know, the hamstrings are going to be good. You know me, Bart. I mean, I'm not in shape like you, but the hamstrings are fine, my brother. You know how that goes.
You know, I've forgiven you for the referee job that you did.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like, you know, it could have been a couple of flagrant twos called there. But listen, that's a story for a different time. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm watching you on First Take.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, I've never seen First Take go to 12 o'clock. Usually it stops at 11:58.
Yeah, 11:57. Yeah.
And they kept my dog because they wanted to talk about throwing bubblegum on a baseball diamond.
Well, you know why? Because they knew coming over here that we were definitely going to get involved with Kyrie Irving and that whole sign and trade thing. So they wanted me to have that kind of send off before we get deep into this and what exactly is going to happen, Bart. And I thought you make a great point that when people are who they are and they tell you who they are, then you got to make the right choice accordingly. And the Brooklyn Nets let it be known after the season when Sean Marks, the general manager, said, look, you got to be all in. They basically told Kyrie Irving, we don't believe you're going to be all in. And we're banking on that. You're going to take that way, and then we can move on from you.
You know, what I love is the support from ownership, because you have to take control of this organization. You have to grab back control of this organization, because unlike LeBron, everybody's not responsible enough to handle the power of being able to make decisions. And Kyrie Irving tried to be LeBron James in Brooklyn. He got rid of a great coach that Kevin Durant said that he loved, and Kenny Atkins. He said he loved them. He said that he was watching YouTube films on them. He got rid of players that he didn't want, and they gave him power, and he proved that he wasn't responsible enough to handle that power. With great, you know, power comes great responsibility. And, you know, when you talk about Kyrie Irving not playing in 50% of the games in which he was eligible to play in for various reasons, you know, that's concerning for me. And Kevin Durant has to be looking and saying, what have I done? And where does this leave Kevin Durant if Kyrie Irving leaves? You know, that's the big point. What happens to Kevin Durant? Does he in turn says, okay, let me go somewhere and try and find a place I want to be traded to? If I'm Brooklyn, I'm not letting the best player in basketball, when healthy, walk away from me. I'm trying to make it work. But if I'm Kevin Durant, I don't care what Kyrie does, because guess what? I played the majority of my career in Brooklyn without Kyrie Irving. But what I do need is a commitment from Ben Simmons. Ooh. If I can get a commitment from Ben Simmons to say, listen, I wasn't healthy, but I got your back. Even with Ben Simmons, without Kyrie Irving, you can't tell me this is one of the most dynamic duels in the Eastern Conference. When you think about it, it's not about the big three anymore. It's not about the big three anymore. It's about the big twos. Last I checked, Boston had a big two in Brown and Tatum. When you think about, you know, down in Miami, you think about Jimmy Buckets and Bam Adebayo. It's no longer like the super teams anymore. It's the super two with tremendous depth and role players behind. And if you look at Brooklyn with Ben Simmons, a healthy Ben Simmons that can go out and defend wing players, Joe Harris coming back, Seth Curry, the ability to bring back assets for Kyrie Irving, if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm right where I need to be. And whether I'm with Kyrie Irving or without Kyrie Irving, but we got to have a conversation because you didn't leave the Brooklyn Nets out there on the island because guess what? The organization is going to be in existence as long as basketball is played. I have a life expectancy on my basketball career, and you just played with me for the last 3 years and wasted my damn time. So because of that, we need to have a conversation. James Harden was no longer willing to have that conversation. Kevin Durant, these are the type of conversations that you have with friends that you realize that, you know what, we ain't never been friends, Claude. You hit him with that lifeline. We ain't never been friends, Claude. Don't call me no more. Don't even at me.
Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. He's Bart, Scott, and Freddie Coleman in for Alan Hahn. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Here's where I'll push back a little bit in terms of Kevin Durant, Bart, getting involved. Because if you're not comfortable doing something like that, Kevin Durant's not you. You never met a situation that you said, all right, I'm not going to let this continue or let this go on without me saying something about it, because you had that inside of you, especially in the team that you played with Ray Lewis and guys like that. They encouraged that open dialogue, and you had enough leadership qualities with the Baltimore Ravens and then the New York Jets that if something wasn't going right, if something wasn't going according to specifics, that you were not going to do that. You were not just going to let that continue. You were comfortable doing something like that. Let's be honest. Kevin Durant has never been comfortable doing something like that. When he had his team with Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook was considered the alpha male. He didn't meet an opinion that he did not want to share about if things were going right or things were going wrong. And then Kevin Durant didn't have to worry about that going to Golden State with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. So when he decided to align with Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant said, okay, I got a guy that can play with me, who can take pressure off of me. I can just go out and play ball. No one could have anticipated what happened the past couple of years involving Kyrie Irving not being there because of COVID-19, the bubble, the protests involving George Floyd, for example, and everything like that. We've seen Kyrie Irving less on the basketball court, Bart, than actually being on the basketball court. So now you have this situation that the Nets are giving him the opportunity to have a sign and trade. And Kevin Durant said last Friday in the podcast, he said, look, this is between both of these guys. When he put that out there, he put that out there for two reasons, Bart. Number one, he does not get in the business of a man and his money. And number two, he is not comfortable having that kind of conversation, no matter what kind of friendship both of these guys have.
But tell me this. Is this really about money? Or is this because they're not giving you away, so you're throwing a temper tantrum? Because at the end of the day, Brooklyn is going to be able to pay him a lot more money than the Lakers can pay him.
Sure.
Like, they only pay him $10 million.
Yeah.
Like, so what are we talking about? This ain't about money. This is about you being a spoiled brat and not getting your way, or you're trying to do a power flex. But this is what I don't understand, right? I understand that he's amended and said he's matured a little bit, and he understands that he should have stayed with LeBron James, but he didn't like being sunned or being little bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you think about he tried to go out and do it himself in Boston and made all those promises to him. But if he goes back to L.A., is he not being sunned again? Is it not like running home? Is it not proving that you can't win as being the number one leader on the squad? Isn't that – so I don't understand. If you went to Brooklyn to prove a point,
right,
why not prove that point? Why not opt into your contract, pay at $36 million for 1 year, make triple or double what you would make if you were playing with the Lakers, and then leave and go about your merry little way after that? Like this is – you mean to tell me all of a sudden you feel like this organization isn't supportive? They've stuck with you through more BS than any other organization would have.
Sure.
Right? Like, so what are you talking about? So if that's the case, it comes down to what you're doing to Kevin Durant. And I understand Kevin Durant isn't an alpha male, but you can call him and say, yo, bro, what's up? What you doing to me? Like, what we doing, man?
Yeah, but maybe – I don't know if he did or he didn't. From that standpoint, when it comes to Kevin Durant, I'm not going to place that blame on him to do something or not do something. Your point is very valid, though, Bart, in terms of – this is not about money. It's another case of a power play. And Kyrie Irving, it was told to him by the Brooklyn Nets and Sean Marks, the general manager, that they want everybody in. They want everybody on the same page. And from that point on, that's when things change, because Kyrie Irving's like, look, this will be my organization. And the Brooklyn Nets let him know it's not his organization. But if he is going to go somewhere else, maybe it's the Los Angeles Lakers or somebody else, check out what Tim Bontemps, ESPN NBA reporter, when he was on KJM, he basically said, yeah, Kyrie can try to go to the Los Angeles Lakers. That doesn't mean that things are going to be good if the Lakers are able to swing this move.
They would be a lot better, but I still don't think they're a championship-level team if they add Kyrie Irving. This team would still have basically minimum salary slots at every single place around those guys. We don't know. Obviously, we saw both Anthony Davis and LeBron get hurt last year. Are they going to be able to stay healthy? Are they going to be able to guard anyone? I mean, they would have a lot of questions to answer. But certainly, if they could get Kyrie either in a trade or if, you know, obviously if he signed there, it would make them a lot better and would certainly make them a factor. But I don't think it would be a guarantee that they have a chance to win.
So we're going to get into more of the Lakers side of this on Bart and Hahn with Bart Scott and Freddie Coleman and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We'll do that after Bart tells you about this from Vivid Seats.
Man, I tell you what, if you saw the action yesterday from the fights to the walk-off from Aaron Judge, I'm telling you, the 2022 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the live action with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web gym, every walk-off. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, you can start earning free tickets from the very first purchase. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. That's like getting 10% back on every ticket, from the box seats to the bleachers. Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at great prices all summer long. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life in the game happens live.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He thinks that he deserves a 4-year extension, fully loaded.
This is not a Knicks putting it out there. This is not the Lakers putting it out there. This is off the player who thinks he's got leverage. And I'm here to tell you, he doesn't.
Talk about delusional. I mean, that's this dude. This is Kyrie Irving.
that made me laugh hearing that. Anytime you go delusional on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and also ESPN Plus, you can tweet the show at Bart and Hahn. Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn. Hit us on Twitter at BartScott57. That's Bart's handle. My handle, Coleman, ESPN. When you use the word, Bart, delusional, involving Kyrie Irving, when I first heard that last week, I said, I think Bart's going a little heavy-handed. But then my mind clicked and said, okay, what happened in Boston? What happened in Cleveland? What's happened so far the Brooklyn Nets? There are certain, and this is the same guy that said he's a flat earther. So he has not been on planet Earth for more than a minute, Bart, when it comes to what he wants, when he wants it, and how he wants it when it comes to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, man, he thinks this is Uncle Drew Part 2, and he's telling the entire league and the Brooklyn Nets to hold his nuts. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Oh, my God.
Those are peanuts for everybody. That's a line off the movie. Don't at me. I'm not saying anything. But, you know, that's essentially what he thinks he's doing. He thinks this is a script, and this is written by him, and he's the producer.
Sure.
That's the issue, right? He don't understand at some point results matter. And the only reason you get that type of power is if you win. Like, LeBron came, he won his championship, so he can be the resident general manager. He can get things done his way because he's proven that he can win his way. Kyrie Irving went to Brooklyn, they did nothing. I mean, went to the Celtics, they got nothing out of it. They went to Brooklyn, if he leaves, they got nothing out of it. All they got was being able to be on the back pages for a little bit and talk about super teams that never won. This would be one of the worst stories of somebody joining up with each other, going somewhere and not winning. You think about, you know, Ray Allen. You think about Kevin Durant, about Kevin Garnett, and what Paul Pierce was able to do. You think about LeBron James and his big three. You think about Kawhi Leonard going and joining and leaving. You think about Kevin Durant leaving and creating a big three. All those big threes won. Even Anthony Davis forcing his way out of New Orleans. They won. Kyrie will be the only big three outside of the Utah Karl Malone and Gary Payton, they got their ass kicked by the Pistons. This would be the newest version of a big three that went somewhere and couldn't win with James Harden, couldn't win with Ben Simmons. And this just be another example of that. That's why you don't let players run your organization, because guess what? Even though they're great basketball players, they are horrible, horrible general managers.
Well, you look at Kyrie Irving, and I'll say this out loud. I know it's not the popular commentary, Bart, when it comes to him. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't think Kyrie Irving is a bad guy. I think he's very sharp. He's very intelligent.
Too sharp.
Yeah, that's there you go. Sometimes he believes he's sharper and more intelligent than everybody else in the room. And when you are that way, you are very unwilling to bend. You're very unwilling to compromise for the good of everybody else. It can't just be for the good of you. No matter what happens with this sign and trade that Christian Winfield, the New York Daily News, is reporting right now, that the Nets have given him the opportunity to explore a sign and trade and move on. If you're Kyrie Irving, you've got to learn the lessons of what happened in the past, where you try to power play in Boston, and Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart said, take a good look at us. We ain't those kind of people. And you tried the same thing in Cleveland. You didn't want to, like you said, you didn't want to be the son to Big Bro, the son to dad, and come to LeBron James, even though you won a championship together. So how do you expect that people want to buy in with what you're trying to sell, no matter how seductive and how gifted your talent and ability to score basketball is? At a certain point, what price paradise? And the Brooklyn Nets have had enough of that kind of paradise that he's been trying to impart in this basketball team.
Exactly. And I think, listen, Brooklyn granted him the ability and the right to go out, because they're going to stand, make a hard stance, right? You heard him say that, hey, the owner said, I support, you know, my organization and their stance. You know, we want commitments, and we want to make sure that, you know, we're not stuck with you coming up and disappearing again or coming up with some other world issue. So this is the thing. Go out and find yourself a trade partner, and you're going to realize that it's cold out in them streets.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of people out there that will not give up one of their best players, which is what it will take, right? Because you got to match the money, right?
Yep.
You got to match the money. So not who are the Clippers going to give up Kawhi?
No.
They going to give up Paul George?
No.
You ain't getting it with Reggie Jackson. You ain't giving me no Norman Powell and Reggie Jackson. So that ain't going to work. Is Portland giving me up Dame Dollar? No.
No.
You want to go to Utah? You can go to Utah. I'll take back Donovan Mitchell. You want to go to Utah? Nope. So where are you going to go? You going to go to Sacramento? You can go to Sacramento. I'll take De'Aaron Fox. Where you want to go, bro? Listen, nobody has money to begin with. That's the crazy part. Nobody has bread. So I don't understand, like, where he thinks this magical place is going to go. A certain place he can't go back. Can't go back to Boston. Can't go back to Cleveland. You already burnt them. You going to go to Miami? Now we know that it's been reports that Jimmy Buckets is unhappy.
Yeah.
Right? Is
he unhappy with the team or unhappy with the organization?
Well, I think that you know, Eric Spoelstra, you talk about, you know, what happened with him and Udonis Haslam. There's been reports that maybe it may be a little rift there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I think if I'm Jimmy Buckets, it sounds like Jimmy Buckets trying to go back to Philadelphia.
Wow. Put it this way. When you got moving parts and you got guys that want to escape situations, Bart, more than ever before to find a different situation, even though they put themselves in that situation – They think, because they know it's a players' league in the NBA, that people are going to move heaven and earth. And it's not that simple. I don't care if you're Jimmy Butler in Miami. I don't even care if you're Kyrie Irving or what Kevin Durant's going to do with the Brooklyn Nets. More than ever before, it's a business, B, never personal. And when you try to make it personal, like Kyrie Irving has apparently done, or maybe Jimmy Butler's trying to do in Miami, you got people running business that are going to go, look, we're going to make a decision, but it's not going to be what you like. And you may wind up somewhere. And even though the Nets are giving Kyrie Irving permission to seek a trade with the team, that does mean the team has those kind of pieces, or maybe want to have those pieces to match up, to make sure that you're going to be happy. That's why people look at the NFL, and you know this, Bart. People look at the NFL and say, man, you got to give the players more leeway. And the players have been trying to express their leeway. But when it comes right down to it, if the NFL says, we're not going to trade you, they're going to make it very hard for you to be traded unless you're a complete pain in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
The NBA players, they know they have that kind of stroke till it gets the money and matching of contracts. And then that's when they realize they don't have as much leverage as they think.
Exactly. I mean, you look at the poison pill that the NFL put in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that even when you get fined, you don't get that money back. So that's why you see guys like Deebo Samuel showing up, because they don't want to get fined, because it used to be that they could forgive the fine. But now the league won't allow them to forgive the fine. And you look at the NBA, now we got to match up money, which is hard to do because teams have, you know, you have to realize, is this dude worth all that? So, I mean, it's interesting, man. We're just scratching the surface on this, man. Let's dig a little deeper, you know, because there's so many layers to this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, by the way, this is page one. What we've gotten, I guarantee you, what's going on right now is probably page 15, page 20 in terms of what we're going to hear in the next couple of days. Great stuff by Bart Scott and Freddie, coming in for Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We switch gears to Major League Baseball. And did we learn anything from a huge AL showdown over the weekend? A former big league will stop by to tell you about that next.
Bart and Hahn.
Live from New York City, thanks for joining us on Bart and Hahn with Bart Scott, Freddie coming in for Alan Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN Plus. 15 minutes away from finding out about a free agent that's out there that may be attracting as much attention as Kyrie Irving. We'll definitely get to that in about 15 minutes. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to Major League Baseball, a lot of plug when it goes to Aaron Judge, what he and the New York Yankees have done. They have the best record in baseball. Aaron Judge with 28 home runs in 73 games already. He even said, we are the best team on the planet. Bart, we were talking about this before we came back up in terms of, you can go, and you made the great point, you can go on these great runs like we've seen from the Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays, and yet they're still double digits in terms of games behind the New York Yankees.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what the Yankees are doing, I mean, we haven't seen here since 1998. You know, but even we know that 1998 season, you know, they ran into, you know, a stretch where they didn't play good baseball as well. You know, it's so hard to be a Yankees fan, right? Because we've seen this before. You know, we've seen Boone come in his first two seasons and win over 100 games twice.
Right.
And then get into the postseason and get bounced by the team they played this weekend. And, you know, it's hard to enjoy this because in the back of your head, if you don't win a world title, which they haven't won, I believe, in 12, 13 years now, it's all for nothing. And that's pretty much been the narrative for the Yankees in recent years in New York.
Because the Yankees, they don't play for banners in terms of, hey, you know, we won the Western Division Championship. It's like either World Series or a bust. Let's bring in a man who knows about that when it comes to beating the Yankees in a playoff series. And he also does a great job as an MLB Network analyst. He is Kevin Millar joining us here on Bart and Hahn. He's here on behalf of American Century Championship. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes. And Kevin, I'm sure you heard the conversation between me and Bart in terms of the Yankees and teams trying to catch them. They're 53-20. Aaron Judge is 28 games. What has it been like seeing a team that struggled early on to where Aaron Judge believes that this is the best baseball team on the planet?
Yeah, no, I mean, you watch the Yankees, they pound the baseball, they win ball games, they hit home runs, and when they hit home runs, they definitely win. You know, it's funny because that East, they took off, and it almost was like, I joked around, like, man, the Yankees are being bullies. They're not letting anybody come close. And if the season ended today, you'd have four teams right now, four teams in the American League East would make the postseason. So you got the Rays and you got the Blue Jays, you got the Red Sox, and then you have the Yankees, which is interesting. But like Bart was saying, I believe that, you know, it's all fun and tickle bunny dominating the regular season. If you don't win a playoff series, you barbecue just like some of their teams going to be barbecuing the Orioles. So it's the way it goes, right? And it, last year, if you were telling me that the Atlanta Braves were the best team in baseball, we would have been like, what? And they were the World Series champions. They played the best at the right time. They spun their wheels 500 the entire year. And then all of a sudden it was like, boom, without Acuna Jr., they won the World Series. So you never know the last 6 weeks of the season. Health, what pitchers are hurt, what pitchers aren't hurt, which guys are feeling good. Bryce Harper has a fractured thumb. Yesterday he gets hit with a pitch, you know, this weekend with Blake Snell. It, like, things happen. But right now watching Aaron Judge do his thing, it's pretty awesome.
I tell you what, I'm glad you brought up the other teams in Atlanta Braves, because the Atlanta Braves have gone on a hell of a run, but they still haven't really put a dent in the lead that the Mets have. And, you know, the way this is shaping up, you know, I mean, is it possible that we can have a Subway Series? And if we do, will the determining factor potentially be Castillo from the Reds? Because it seems like both teams are on the market for the same player. And, you know, it's always great to see what player, who he decides or where he really wants to go. You know, what team is looking like they have the most upside? The Mets, who've been without their two aces, or the Yankees?
Yeah, first of all, it'd be an amazing Subway Series because you could sit here and jockey who's the best teams are. Those two guys might be the best teams in baseball right now. You can't discount the Astros and what Dusty Baker's done, period. I mean, let's not sleep on the Astros. They have gone through hell and back with the whole public of the trash can and the whole situation. They brought in a guy, Dusty Baker, that's as smooth as the other side of the pillow and just keeps doing their thing. So don't sleep on the Astros. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could be the best team in baseball and, you know, not the most lights around them. But Yankees, Mets have proven that they are the two best teams going. And early on this year, we're not at the halfway point yet. But, yeah, if you look at what the Mets have done, because every team has injuries. So you're going to hear every team say the same thing. White Sox will sit here and say, well, we didn't have Lance Lynn. And you know, No. That's part of this game. It's part of having some depth also to overcome those injuries. And when you look at Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom having even pitched together and seeing what the Buck Showalter's presence, and that to me was what they were missing. They were missing a field manager's presence. Big market, big salaries, superstars, but who's got the boys? And when Buck kind of came over there, it was like, yeah, he's learned from some of his, you know, mistakes that he's made from back in the day, that Buck Showalter's a likable, funny, awesome, and you're not going to outmanage him. So I think the Subway Series is a reality up to this point in June. A lot of baseball left, though. A lot of baseball left, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, it's great stuff by Kevin Millar, MLB Network analyst, also 2004 World Series champ with the Boston Red Sox, joining Freddie Coleman and Bart Scott on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Sticking with Aaron Judge, and Barb was saying, hey, New York Yankees, if you don't want to pay him before, you're really going to have to pay him now. And Bart said, they're going to let $2 million get in the way if they could have paid this guy a little bit more. He's got 28 home runs, had the walk-off home run, the third walk-off hit this season, the most in Major League Baseball. What kind of contract could be there for Aaron Judge if he keeps getting closer and closer, Kevin, to 60 home runs?
I love this dude. I think he's as close to Derek Jeter as we have. If you're a Yankee fan, man, he says the right thing. He's a pro. He's a sweet, sweet soul, and he's a beast. So when you have all that, let's say that was Derek Jeter. He's a beast in the postseason. He's going to hit great pitching jeets, and he's just the man. Now you look at Aaron Judge, he's the man at 6'7", 290 pounds of just pure animal. Now, what are they going to pay him? You got a guy probably looking at an 8-year deal. So 8 years times 40. In my opinion, that number's got to start with a 4-0. So 4 times 8 is 32. Add the 0, $320 million for 8 years is what I'm looking at Aaron Judge. Because marketable, the whole package, the biggest, you know, the team with the biggest city in sports, the New York Yankees, like, it doesn't get better than that. So when you start going down the road and you start doing annual value, you know, salary type things, who should be bigger than Aaron Judge?
It's only one that can make that claim. It's only one that can make that claim, and that's Shohei Ohtani, because he can pitch and bat for you at the same time. It was crazy. They let $2 million make him potentially unhappy. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, us athletes, it's more about principle. The fact that you were that anal that you wanted to, you know, go to arbitration and settle $2 million short when you could have sold some bobbleheads and made that up and then some in one home game. You know, when you look at that, like, are the Yankees betting that maybe he can't stay healthy? And, you know, do they have pause because they believe that, you know, they've had the A-Rod contract that didn't age well? You know, is that what's holding him off, because Judge hasn't been healthy since that, you know, that year where he hit 50 homers? Is that what's stopping him?
Well, to be clear, I mean, you look at Albert Pujols deals, they all look bad at the back end of their situations, right? Miguel Cabrera, he's still hitting 300, but he can't move.
Yeah.
So they're making massive amounts of money at the back end. So who knows what the numbers look like? I'm not in the negotiation side of it. It's the business side of sports. Listen, if Aaron Judge was hitting 220 with 11 right now, you know, if the Yankees were like, oh, yeah, geniuses. So he comes out and he's having the best year of his life. Life, which you love, a player that bets on himself, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year, Francisco Lindor, the sky was falling, $350 million. And now, you know, second year of his contract, all of a sudden, like, yeah, it's all good, because we're human beings. We put pressure on ourselves. We want to do great for the fans and the city and the team. Business does get in the way a little bit, which I always hate that, because as athletes, I never sat in my backyard saying I want to make millions of dollars. No, I want to play in the big leagues. I want to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers as a kid growing up in Los Angeles. Like, that was my dream. The money and the fame and the ego and all that stuff and the agents and the attorneys, that ruins the game. That ruins the game of baseball, right? But Aaron Judge out here, you didn't hear, you haven't heard one bad thing. He's as class as they come. And sometimes, though, as an organization, we got to overlook all the business side and go, I can't let him go anywhere. So I don't care. Yankees are the richest team in sports history right now. Cowboys, Jerry Jones, whatever you want to do. I don't have the books, but I know one thing. If I'm the New York Yankees, he goes nowhere. Here's an open check. Thank you very much. Number 99 jersey has been selling since the day he got on site. And I'm not letting him go because he's as close to number two as we have.
Yeah. The great thing is the team across town, you know, that owner has more money than Moses. Not Jesus, but more than Moses.
Kevin, yeah, he's got a lot of art.
Kevin, he can build Noah's Ark if he wants one.
Yes, he can, and also maybe a Sphinx or two as well. Kevin Millar, MLB Network analyst here with Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. You got the American Century Championship, the 33rd annual championship of celebrity golf that happens July 6th through the 10th this year at Edgewood's High South in Nevada. What is going to be like with coverage on the Golf Channel that Friday and on NBC Saturday and Sunday? It's going to be you, Steph Curry, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Timberlake. What is it going to be like being a part of something like this that keeps growing and growing each and every year, Kevin?
Yeah, it's tremendous. It's our Masters. It's our Augusta. When I say our, the celebrity event, like when you got Justin Timberlake and Steph Curry and you coming over there, Michael Strahan, CeCe Sabathia picked up golf, but I'm going up and down on that range, let them know that I got some off-whites. I got my golf spikes on them.
There you go.
Some of them cats don't like wearing that stuff on the, but I'm going to have a little dirt in my spikes. So I let the boys know. I let the boys know, you ain't out going to outshoot me. You can't shoe game me, because we all get over there thinking we have a chance. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's Tony Romo, John Smoltz, Mark Mulder, Marty Fish, Derek Lowe, all these guys. Steph Curry, by the way, gangster with the short game, and I tell you what, he's as sneaky as a golfer that might have a chance to win this, because
right,
he's about a one, and he's got soft hands for a big fella. Like most of the big fellas, they don't have the soft hands, but I'll tell you this, it is a blast. Brian Urlacher will look at me, the first thing he says is, hey, Kevin, when'd you stop working out? And I'm like, yes, sir, Mr. Urlacher, you're right. We have some fun.
Next time he say that, say, Mr. Urlacher, when did you get a bang? Because you and Drew Brees' hairline is the greatest comeback in sports.
Well, okay.
Hey, he's looking. He got better hair than me, and I'm talking about the gear, saying, "Hey, you're good looking. You got 9 rings. You're rich. You know the whole shebang." But I said, "My hair is better than you, Jeets. I don't care what you say. Your hairline's back there. Mine's right here."
No
and
doubt.
Urlacher now.
Yeah,
he looks like Tom Selleck.
Wow. By the way, visit AmericanCenturyChampionship.com for ticket information. Going to be a great event July 6th through the 10th at Edgewood Tahoe South in Nevada. Coverage of on Golf Channel and NBC that whole weekend, the American Century Championship. A guy's going to be a part of that, does a great job on the MLB Network. He is Kevin Millar. Great stuff by him joining us here on Bart and Hahn. Kevin, keep with the great work, my friend. We're big fans of what you do on MLB Network, and go to the golf tournament as well in July.
Boy, you're the man. I appreciate you guys.
Great stuff by Kevin Millar. By the way, he's Bart Scott. Hit him on Twitter at BartScott57. I'm Freddie. Coming in for Allen Hahn. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, Pardon Barton Hahn. Let us know, where do you think Kyrie Irving should do? Should he stay with the Brooklyn Nets or move on elsewhere? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And he's not the only big name to watch with impending NBA free agency right around the corner. That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
He's Bart Scott and Freddie coming in for Allen Hahn on Bart and Hahn and ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Is that when Bart gets excited about something, I know he's not going to hold back. And man, have you been invested in the Stanley Cup playoffs that ended last night with Colorado beating Tampa Bay in 6 games?
I tell you what, man, I love dynasties, but I also love when dynasties fall, right? You talk about, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They had 1-2 in a row going for three. That was going to put them closer to those 80 Islanders team. I know that's something near and dear to Allen's heart. You know, I think he was sitting there cheering for that and the fact that they put the Rangers out as well. But it's just like the fact that, you know, ESPN is on fire right now. I mean, I think you think about, you watch the Dynasty and how they documented and, you know, the art of storytelling, right? That's our responsibility, to tell the story and to find all the stories that was within, you know, the Golden State Warriors run back to going from worst to first. But also, man, the first year having the Stanley Cup playoffs and being invested in hockey. And, man, I thought just ESPN, you know, it's not because I work for the company and that's because, you know, that's who pays our bills. You know, I keep it real. I mean, I think hockey, to me, was more exciting than the NBA Finals. And just the art, telling the stories, putting it on the platform. And the games were amazing. I mean, you talk about the seven-game series, and just like Tampa just ran out of gas because of what everybody else did. It's because the Rangers, you know, took them to the brink. And they just retired. And at the end of the day, you know, the Avalanche were just a fresher team. You know, they had faster skates, and they were able to just, you know, when you win two titles in a row, that's a lot of hockey to be played. Mm-hmm. Those legs, and eventually that rent comes due. You got to pay that bill. And, you know, tremendous for the Avalanche. I know I'm not supposed to really like them much because of what happened between my, you know, I'm from Hockey Town, and the Red Wings and Avalanche all that stuff that went down in the early 2000s. But I'm always happy, man, for just, you know, to see somebody win something for the first time and to see them get back. You know, maybe, you know how this happens. You know, maybe this is just something for Denver. You know what I mean? Because right now they have their football team, their basketball team is going to get Jamal Murray back with the reigning two-time MVP. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. You make a great point in terms of presentation and storytelling, especially when they're raising the cup over their heads last night, Colorado, and then being on the ice and hearing the players' stories, whether it was Johnson, Joe Sakic, the general manager who put this all together, and then having the families on the ice with them and taking pictures and selfies with the Stanley Cup. The NHL knows how to do celebrations right, and they do it extremely well each and every year. And it was great to see that last night, Bart, on that platform, especially in ABC with the Colorado Avalanche winning in six.
Yeah. It may be too late right now, but next year we're going to do it where we're going to follow the stories and document the stories of the cup, what happens with it after the fact.
Bart and Han.
I'm just saying, it's a scoreless game.
Some people are in their cars. They don't know what's going on.
And the only thing he's allowed so far is a walk. That's it.
So I'm not doing a damn thing.
I'm not saying a damn thing right now.
It'll be over soon anyway, so don't worry about it.
So you saying he can go?
I'm not. Don't listen.
So Alan Hahn,
they used to call me the Reaper.
Cortez,
they used to call me the Reaper.
Is going for the no-hitter.
What?
Why would you do that?
How dare you?
Why would you?
Why? Seriously, why would you do that?
Just ask it.
6 2/3 now, but why would you do that?
I'm just asking. Somebody had to say
no!
It! Somebody had to say
it's
it!
It's all your fault now.
He broke the code.
It didn't stop those Yankees from being no-hit this weekend.
They almost were no-hit back-to-back days before Aaron Judge and everybody helped them climb out of that hole. Bart Scott, that's him. Freddie Cohen, that's me. And for Alan Hahn, or Bart and Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Oh, we're going to take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When it comes to Kyrie Irving and what should he do, where should he go? Roy in San Antonio at 888-729-3776. Roy, what you got, my friend?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. Listen, this is a no-brainer. Kyrie is almost burned all his – well, he pretty much burned all his bridges. Don't nobody have any money. And if they did, they don't want this headache problem child on their team. He needs to be quiet and play with KD and try to win a championship and just hush. Because – don't nobody want him. Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, you think about wherever he goes, he's going to have to suppress his voice, right? You think about wherever he goes, you think about if he goes to a team, most of those teams are going to have a star. And it's tough, man. His voice and his opinion is respected more with Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. To me, than if he goes anywhere else, because they're going to – I mean, you don't think, Kyrie, if you go in, it's going to be a conversation between the team that brings you in? Like, listen, we're not going for all that, man. Like, understand, if he goes to the Lakers, if COVID, you know, breaks up again, will he be forced to maybe have to get a shot or not play again? And here we are with the same stuff.
With Kyrie Irving, sometimes is what price paradise. No matter how gifted he is, Bart, in terms of being a basketball player, to your point, do you really want to be involve yourself with that all over again? And I know if I'm LeBron James of the Lakers, I'm not even thinking about bringing somebody back and having a whole Ben Affleck, J-Lo situation when it comes to those guys coming together and seeing if that's going to work. He's Bart Scott, Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bart and Han, and this is ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.